Happy Saturday, everyone. I'm sure that everyone's been dying for the weekend. I am going to do another kind of hard podcast, and I have been kind of avoiding doing this one, and there's a reason why. So this is about a toxic relationship. And the reason why I haven't really touched too much upon it yet is because it's something that I really wanted to do in a certain way. And when I was at my lowest low and at the brink of this toxic relationship, it was just so hard. And I listened to a lot of podcasts and I read a lot of books and I was doing a lot of research about narcissism. And I finally felt like, oh my God, this is like, you feel like there's an answer, like there's a reason. I'm not crazy. I'm not insane. Like that, like there's other people that have stories that are very similar to mine. And it was amazing. And I remember that I was listening to a podcast and they had said to me, stop making it about that person and make it about yourself, because at the end of the day, all you're doing is giving that person more power over you. And it's not about them. At the end of the day, it really, really isn't. Yes, it was horrible. Yes, I'm sure they did awful things. I'm sure that you did awful things. We all do awful things. And I know that in some of my toxic relationships, I totally acted out of character and I was just broken, and I drank to help it. So picture a broken, drunk person, not a very good combination, I'll tell you. So that, you know, I definitely made bad choices and I was the bad person sometimes. Like I will totally 100% own that. You can't put all the blame on someone else. And even if you don't do anything wrong, specifically, you're hurting yourself. And so there's something within yourself that you must feel that you deserve it in some way, shape, or form, or that you not, I don't want to say deserve it, but you feel like that's who you are, or you don't have self-esteem, or there's always a reason why you're in a situation like that. And if you, at the end of the day, if you had this amazing sense of self and you loved yourself and, you know, you were healthy, you would never have been in a relationship like that, because you would have seen the red flags and you would have ran. You would have ran as fast as you could. And also people that are very toxic, they can sense when they are able to be with someone that would take that, and they can sense it because it comes from a sense of self, and we project this aura and this energy about us. And people that are toxic and that are unhealthy, they can sense that from a mile away, a mile away. So they're coming for you, literally coming. You don't have a chance if you don't have a really strong sense of self. So when I'm making this podcast, I really want to be intentional on the fact that, like, this isn't about anyone else. This is about me and you and how you feel and how I feel. I don't want to give my power away to anyone else anymore. And at the end of the day, me working on myself is a gift. So me not focusing on the situation or the instances, like a lot of crazy stuff has happened in my life, in my relationships, a lot of crazy stuff. And I'm not focusing on any of that. I'm not going back to the stories. That's not what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about me and how I got there and how I felt about myself to allow that to happen and how I can never allow that to happen again. And the only way to do that is self-love and building yourself up and knowing that you're worth it. Because when you know that you're worth so much more, you would never let anyone talk to you or treat you in such a manner. And even being an empathetic person, I'm very empathetic and I want to save the world all the time. You know, I want to save everyone. But even being empathetic, once you're healthy, you can still be that way, but have boundaries. And those boundaries are what saves you. So if I had boundaries, even if I wasn't 100% healthy, I would have been like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You can't talk to me that way. This isn't working. And it would have ended way before it even began, you know, in hindsight, right? And also, I give myself grace. You could only work with what you have. And at that moment in time, I did the best that I could. I did the best I could with what I had. And now that I know more, I do better. And now if I went back into a situation like I've been in the past, then that would be like, okay, come on, Tara. Like, you know better. You've done the work. Like, you saw that red flag and you know you saw that red flag. So now I would hold myself more accountable. Then I was really sick. I've been a very sick person my whole life, you know, just always drinking to feel better, to mask feelings, just kind of like running through my life very unintentionally. And so I was just talking to someone last night about this. And whenever we have our traumas in our lives, let's say I have a trauma at, I've had a lot of trauma. So let's say like 6, 8, 15, 20, I have these traumas, right? My brain is freezing in that moment in time and I'm breaking off into another entity of myself. And so they are in me and they come out. Let's say something happened last night. My uncle told me that he wasn't going to be able to make it to my event. And the way that I reacted is not a way that I would normally react. And then after the fact, I was able to reflect on that and realize he's like the only person that's been consistently in my life. He's my uncle. He's my mom's brother. So he's just always been there, you know? And the fact that like him not going, I kind of like instantly reverted back to like a teenage version of myself. And I got like really upset and really hurt very fast. And it wasn't me that was reacting that way. It was me, but it was like a different version of me. And it was that like teenage version of like, hey, wait a minute. Like, you're like kind of like a dad. Like, what do you mean? Blah, blah, blah. You know? And it's knowing that, and it's knowing that we have those parts of us and they break off. So anytime you have any type of trauma, they're in there. And then when you're going through your day unintentionally, they're coming out in all different, we have so many of them, they're all just coming out. And it's almost like, you know, when something happens and you just react and you're like, oh my God, why did I react that way? That's so not me. It was you, but it wasn't you. It was a different version of you and it popped out. And so when you're doing shadow work and you're healing different parts of yourself, that's what you're doing. You're going back and you are finding those versions of yourself that had trauma and you're healing them. And then you are putting them on a shelf inside yourself and they're not running wild anymore. They're not just popping out of nowhere. You're able to, let's say I need to relate to a teenager who's going through a hard time and she doesn't really have anyone that can relate to her. I can then go in and I can pull out that teenage version of myself and use it to hold space for people, but then put it back and put it back in its spot, its rightful spot. So it's not popping out when I'm having conversations with my uncle. It's not popping out when, you know, my son says something to me and he acts in a certain way. You want to be able to manage your emotions and you want to be able to manage all different parts of yourself. I'm totally off track again. This is actually my fourth take trying to read this journal entry that I wrote because it's really hard. So this is something that I had written in my relationship with alcohol podcast episode. I read something that I had written about my alcohol use. And so I know it touched people and I'm going to read this. This is about a past relationship. I'm not going to say which one. I'm not going to get into detail, but looking into your hateful eyes, I can see me. I look directly at myself. Do you hate me or do I hate myself? Your cold hands take pity on me for your entertainment. Hold the love, keep it as a reward. You make the rules, you own the game. What you say goes, who you say I am is who I am. I don't get the luxury to choose. And whatever version is that you pick is who I have to look at, staring at me directly in the eyes. Cold, heartless versions of myself. And this is something I had written right at the end of one of my relationships. And it's hard, you know, it's hard to read that. And it's hard to think that that's how it was. I wasn't me. And so I had to really go back and look at why I ended up there and how I would ever think that that's okay. Think about the situations were okay. And, you know, I lost my stepfather and he was the only man I ever had in my life that I felt like was safe. So I was a loose cannon and I was just looking for that person. You know, some of the situations never would have happened if certain situations didn't line up exactly how they did. So, you know, even with that, I really want to give myself grace because again, I was a broken version of myself, and I had a choice, but I didn't have a choice. I wasn't seeing things clearly, and I was manipulated, and I was drinking, and I just wasn't making good choices for myself, and I wasn't choosing a life that was in alignment with who I truly am, but I didn't know who I truly was because of the drinking. So there's that. You know, there has to be a lot of grace. We do the best we can. I know I did the best I could. And my time is coming to an end that I have to record. So I know that I didn't dig super deep into the actual work that I've had to do because of relationships. So I will make another podcast episode to do that specifically. I guess this is like the what preamble. This is part one. Can you do that in a podcast? Can you do part one and two? I don't know, but I'm just going to do what I want anyway. So this will be part one, and I will make a part two in regards to unhealthy relationships and what I had to do and what I had to look at in order to make those changes and to see what was actually going on. So I hope you guys have a great day. I'm going to get that out to you hopefully today or tomorrow. I'm not going to make you sit on this because that's a lot. That's a lot. Oh, here's this huge idea. Have fun sitting on it for 2 days while I make the second part. I don't think that's very nice. So I will try to get on that, and I hope you guys have a good day.